One more time now on Inside Agriculture. Last week, President Trump announced trade progress with a number of countries on a swing through Asia. And while details still need to be worked out, the talks offer positive signs for exports of U.S. beef and pork. That according to U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom.
Starting with Malaysia, the U.S. historically has faced numerous non-tariff trade barriers into the Malaysian region. We're excited to see some of those barriers eliminated. U.S. pork has made strides in recent years in Malaysia, and there's room for further growth. But I think the larger potentials for U.S. beef. Similar situation in Vietnam. There, the issue is tariff. Relief on tariffs is going to be mandatory so we can compete on a level playing field. So hopefully this is the first step in obtaining that. Thailand, another one with prohibitively high tariff rates that has also been noted. Another market that's a much smaller market is Cambodia, which is probably more of a beef market than a pork market opportunity, but the commitment there for duty-free access is also encouraging. Won't be a big market, but honestly, in that whole Southeast Asia region, you add all these markets together, it is significant.
There was also positive signs for resumption of red meat sales into China.
De-escalation of tariffs is essential, and it's been holding back demand, obviously, on both pork and beef, 57% duty on pork. You know, there's business being done, but there'd be a lot more if we were back down to more reasonable levels. And the same thing on beef. And of course, the real issue on beef really doesn't have anything to do directly today with tariffs. It's all about access on plant registration. But that being said, there are some good signs outside of beef and pork. There's resumption of trade in the soybean sector and some commitments going forward. So I think the positive there, besides the impact for soybeans, it confirms that ag exports are being looked at and prioritized.
For red meat export info anytime, go to usmef.org. So U.S. beef exports look promising. The U.S. beef herd still small historically, and no date announced for imports of feeder cattle from Mexico. Why then the downturn in cattle prices last week? Here's Cassie Fish, a blogger for The Beef.
So that it isn't the same, but the buck comes from, but people, it just creates worry. We're not over into the quantify logic. We've got the tighter numbers. We have excellent demand. We're over in the more worried about what might happen or what has happened in the past. And when you change that focus, it really makes it difficult for a futures market.
Cassie Fish, you can find her at thebeefread.com. And that's Inside Agriculture. Have a great Monday. See you tomorrow morning right here.